This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is a great friend, a great person, and just a great person all around, throw all the accolades you want. It's Kristen Govan, president of Boxes to Boots, an amazing event. We're partnering, NBC's doing it. We have a special DJ we'll introduce who's doing that. So Kristen, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Joey.
So how many years has this been now?
I think we're going on year number 5 for me.
That's awesome. Congratulations. I mean, took it over.
Thank you.
I don't want to say you took it over from Karen, but, you know, the torch was passed, and you're running with it full steam, and I love that.
Yeah, I sure am, and it's quite an honor to do so.
I mean, so if people, me and my family, we've done this. We've talked every year. But if, you know, someone listening right now doesn't know what this Operation Cares event is through Boxes to Boots, give us a little bit of a what is it type thing.
Sure. Well, Boxes to Boots sends care packages year round to our troops, but our most exciting shipment is in November, and we've done this for a few years now, where we ask the public to come out and help us gift wrap everything in the care packages. We're going to do about 1,500 to 1,600 this year, and that way we'll send them overseas. They'll get to our troops in time for Christmas, and they'll have something to open while they're away from their friends and family back at home.
And that, I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, I know a lot of people that were deployed and stuff like that, that they're not home with the family, so this means a lot to them.
It sure does, and we send these care packages year-round, but what keeps me motivated to keep doing this is I think about gratitude. So many of us are so thankful to be Americans and appreciate our troops, but what can we do to thank them? We maybe could buy them a coffee when they return, but what are we doing for them while they're deployed? And I just heard from a unit last week, and the sergeant has said some of my guys haven't received any mail during their deployment except for your care packages. So they're beyond thrilled, and this was definitely a morale booster. So to me, this is something that's needed for our troops, and I think it's a great way for our community to say thank you to our troops.
Yeah, I mean, people are always looking, especially this time of the year, looking to, you know, say thank you, to help out in the community, and this is definitely one of those great events. So it's Operation Cares 2024, giving thanks to our troops. So what everyone can do right now is grab your calendar, flip to November the 16th, so it's Saturday, November 16th, at New Britain High School. It's a great event. If people are looking, if there's nothing on your calendar, or if there's something later in the afternoon, earlier in the morning, the event goes for a few hours, so people can sign up, boxestoboots.org. Now, what are the hours of the event?
We're going to start wrapping at 9 a.m. Our biggest time slot is going to be at 10, and we're planning on wrapping through 3 p.m.
So that's the thing. If you've got something going on in the morning, look at your calendar, go on the website. There's a QR code you can scan. We're signed up for later in the afternoon. It's a cool thing. I mean, you get there, you queue up in line, you get your boxes, and it's got just so many different things you don't think about that just brings a little solace, and like it returns the guys, it takes their mind and women off things that's going on outside the tent or the doors of the barracks, and, you know, word puzzles, candy. Some of your sponsors, I mean, 5-Hour Energy does. I must have wrapped so much 5-Hour Energy in the past 4 years. It's amazing. but it's all those things that, you know, the candy, those little treats that the guys and gals really appreciate.
Absolutely. And then we'll also, as you know, take pictures of your family or whoever's wrapping the boxes so that we could put that picture in a card that you're going to write out at your table to put inside the care package. And that just makes it even more personable for our troops when they open their box.
Yep. And then we, you know, you wrap all those things inside, you hand them off to the other table. The other volunteers put them on crates and pallets, and then those all get shipped out. I mean, that's one thing. It's not a cheap endeavor, Kristen. Like, this costs a lot of money. So one thing I know you're always looking for is donations, sponsors. You know, how are we looking this year for that?
We're still looking for donations. Shipment in November is going to run us about $20,000 to $25,000. We are very lucky to have a bunch of amazing sponsors thus far. We have Comcast Xfinity, NBC Connecticut, American Eagle, and Comcast.
And I know Kevin Nathan's been out there many years. Hopefully we get to see Kevin again this year. I'm assuming he'll be there. If not, I'll find him and drag him there.
Yep. Kevin will be there. The NBC Connecticut team will all be out there. We're going to have Mark the Shark playing music while we're rapping. We're going to have Hop House food truck out there selling food. So it's going to be a great day.
Oh, Mark the Shark. Hop House is also an awesome, it's, you know, that's the thing. It's these local businesses, local people, they understand what you're doing. So for them to, you know, sponsor and partner and team up with you year after year, it shows that you're doing something right. And the, I mean, the biggest thing is the guys and gals that are receiving these gifts definitely appreciate it.
Oh, they sure do. And I often hear from them, and for them to take the time to reach out, you know that these care packages definitely do make a difference and boost the morale, and maybe send that message that, wow, we are making a difference, and they're thinking of us back home and haven't forgotten about us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the website now, and there's always the pictures of the troops that are receiving these packages, always got a smile on their face. It just, it, like I said, it adds a little bit of home to wherever they're based. And I'm looking at the donation places. There's no reason why someone can't find a donation place near them. I mean, you can go to boxestoboots.org. Just click on Operation Cares 2024. The form there with the QR code to sign up, and you can scroll down all the things, you know, items needed. People don't, that's one thing, you know, people might not know what is needed, and there's a whole list of things. And I guarantee you, this is stuff you're going grocery shopping for. Pick up a couple extra packages, drop it off at one of the locations that's doing some donation pickup. There's a lot of them. There's no reason why we can't, you know, make these people that are making us have a happy and safe holiday a little bit brighter on their end.
Absolutely. And if people can't get out to the stores, we also have our Amazon wish list on our website, or PayPal if you'd like to make a monetary donation.
Oh, so you making it too easy for us, Kristen. I love
too
that.
Too easy.
Again, joining me this morning is Kristen Govan, great friend of the show. She's doing amazing work over there at Boxes to Boots. Operation Cares 2024. Coming up Saturday, November 16th, New Britain High School from 9 to 3. Go over to Boxes to Boots. That's boxestoboots.org. You can sign up. You can donate. If you have any questions, there's an email right there for Kristen. And the, I mean, doing this year after year, it's, you know, I'm sure you've had many a story from people that have come in to wrap boxes. They know someone that's either deployed or, you know, word of mouth. And it's got to be pretty cool to hear those stories year after year.
It is. I don't know how this is possible, but last year we had a mom, I think we had 1,400 care packages, and none of these boxes, as you know, are labeled. Mm-hmm. And we had about 8 different units, and a mom had wrapped a box, and her son was deployed at one of the units, and she sent him a picture of the box she was wrapping and just showed him kind of what the event was all about, sending a couple pictures. And somehow out of these 1,400 boxes, 8 units, he received that same exact box. So The stories that come out of after the event that we hear about are pretty ironic and really special. It really gives you goosebumps.
Yeah, it's heartwarming. And I mean, people are always looking for a tradition or something to do this time of the year. This is a great tradition to start with your family. You know, grab some of the kids' friends, or you can make it a date morning with the significant other. Go to breakfast, go wrap some boxes and packages. I mean, it's definitely something that we've embraced here in our household, and we've made a tradition every year. We've brought some of the kids' friends along in the past, and it's something we're going to continue to do as long as you keep doing it, Kristen, and you'll have us. We'll be there.
Oh, thank you.
So again, it's Kristen Govan, president of Boxes Two Boots, the lead shipper, packager, and organizer of the Operation Cares 2024 event. Get more information, boxestoboots.org. Kristen, it's amazing things like this that are going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.